Well, what is up, guys? Welcome to this episode of Prez Talk. My name is Robert Cantu, and today I have two special guests, two of my very like dearest friends, Alexis Wright and Callie Bundy. How are y'all doing, girls?
Woo! What's going on, Rob?
Well, I'm so excited that y'all are here. Just so y'all, a little preface, Callie's a little nervous, which is totally okay because this is such a laid-back show, and we know that you guys that are listening are going to eat this up, and so I'm really excited that you guys have decided to tune in and listen. So girls, tell us a little bit about you, like where you're from, classification, major, and your excitement for the future things.
Okay. I'll start us off. My name's Alexis and I'm from Houston, Texas area, kind of like right in the middle of Houston and Galveston. And I'm a senior, so I'm graduating really soon. And my major is humanities with a communications minor.
Okay.
And I also have a specialization in pre-speech pathology, fun fact.
Wow.
But that part doesn't go on your diploma, so that stinks, but it's still there.
Well, that's
it
true.
It can go on your resume. But yeah, that's basically all the fun facts about me. I'm excited to see my family this weekend. That's the only thing I can really focus on in the future.
Yeah.
I've been missing them, but other than that, that's me.
Well, that's what Callie, tell us a little bit about where you're from, your name, classification, and major.
Okay. I'm from New Home, a tiny town. My major is business marketing, and I'm a senior.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm really excited. And so what would you say are maybe some red flags when it comes to relationships?
Oh.
It doesn't have to be like a big list, but like if you have a big list like that you're willing to share, just a fun question to kind of set the tone.
Fun fact, I actually have a really big list that has a lot of options. So I'm just going to give you a few.
Okay.
A few red flags. Starting off with choose too loud. If I can hear you
like from across ASMR. The table.
Yeah, that's disgusting. So that's one. Also, this one's going to be like kind of rude, but if you still wear high school t-shirts and you're in college, like get a grip.
That is a good one.
Go buy a new shirt, like get a free shirt from your college. I don't know, but do something because that's just not going to work for me. And then another one, a really big red flag for me is if you always wear a hat, because that means that you're probably a hat fish, which basically means that under that hat, you're bald.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So, and let's just say I've had some personal experience with that one. So now that's a big red flag. If they're always wearing a hat, stay away because it's bad, y'all. It's really bad underneath there.
Callie, what would you say are some red flags when it comes to a relationship?
If they smell bad.
Oh, wow. That's wow. Disgusting. Yes. Big red flag.
Yeah, body odor.
We have some people that you may not even be interested, but that's crazy. Yeah,
that's disgusting.
If they play video games all the time,
oh.
I think that's very unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a red flag to me.
Probably get a job or something.
Yeah, something different. Do something different.
Right. And do something. Don't just play video games all day. And then if they don't match with their clothes, I think that's...
Like, did you get dressed in the dark kind of vibe? Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mix and match clothes now.
Well, these sounds like some personal experiences, so I can definitely understand. But thanks for answering that question. So I always just like to ask those questions to kind of set the tone for the conversation, kind of help you loosen up. I just want this to be very laid back. And so we're going to play a little round of like Kiss, Marry, Kill when it comes to songs. And so you guys, because I know y'all are big Megan Rooney fans, and I'm really excited, and I know you guys like travel to see her and all the things, and I say that because that's such a blessing that you guys support her in that way. And so I'm gonna give you all three song choices and you're gonna list them Kiss, Marry, Kill. And then maybe y'all can like have a discussion of why'd you put them in that order, or maybe you can like list those off as you put them in that order. And so Lex, we'll start with you.
Okay.
And then Callie, I'll go to you next. Okay, so your top three songs are Hair Salon.
Okay.
Sleep on My Side. Oh. And Why Johnny.
Oh no. Okay. That's really, really hard. Okay. So I guess I'm going to have to kill Sleep on My Side, which is like shocking because I actually really love that song. And I'm going to have to... Kiss Why Johnny, I think, and Mary Hair Salon, simply.
Yeah.
I have to keep Why Johnny because that song is
Why Johnny is really good.
It's very sentimental to me and it is very good. So that one, just special. But Hair Salon is just too good. Like, yeah. That one's just too relatable and so funny. And then Sleep On My Side is also so good, but I just have to kill it because the other two are better in my opinion, which sometimes that just has to happen. So I sacrificed.
No, that's fair. I definitely can see them in that order. And so thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Callie, moving on to you and your rankings. So your three songs are Trader Joe. Okay. Are we doing like songs that also feature her?
Yeah, you can okay. use features.
So, well, I'll say that one in a minute. So what did I say? Oh, Trader Joe, God Plays a Gibson, and He Made Me Do It.
Okay, I would kill He Made Me Do It.
Trader Joe and God Plays a Gibson.
I would kiss Trader Joe and marry God Plays a Gibson.
Okay, and why are they ranked in that order?
I really like God Plays a Gibson. I listen to that one actually quite a bit.
Trader like every Joe's day?
Well, no, not every day. I like Meg and Roni almost every day, I would say. But I really do like Trader Joe.
And we like Trader Joe's store as well, but we do like the song Trader Joe. Well, but you can see how those get mixed up very easily.
Yes, very, very easily. Okay, Lex, back to you with three songs. Ooh, Nothing Crazy.
Oh, that one's so good.
Mustang or Me. And Girl in the Mirror.
Okay, this is easy. I have to marry Nothing Crazy. That song is so good. It has so much energy. And there's like this ending part that is like so good that I literally love. And so I would most definitely marry Nothing Crazy because there's this part at the end. Let me go to the lyrics because it's literally just so good.
Good. And it's so true. So relatable.
It says, maybe he'll show up with his grandma's ring. Till then, I'll be spending time naming our dogs and babies. I was thinking Ella, Grace, and Jimmy Jane. How about Scout and Sadie? So it's just cute because it's like catchy at the end. So I'm definitely marrying that song. And then which one am I? What were my other
ones? So it was Girl in the Mirror, Nothing Crazy, Mustang Me.
I'm killing it.
Okay.
Sad, but Girl in the Mirror, like, I just feel like every girl can relate to that at some point in their life, so I have to keep that song, but I'm killing Mustang Me because it's like, if a boy really wants a car over me, then that sucks, and I don't want to listen to that song.
Period.
That's true. Okay, well, good rankings. I think I definitely agree with you for sure. I've become, like, a big Megan fan because I've gotten to listen to a few songs with y'all and I was like, oh, this girl's good. I mean, obviously like I hear her songs, but like it's never been like a flashy, like let me go and listen to it right away.
She's
so.
Also super pretty.
She's literally gorgeous and her
personality is great. I mean, on Instagram, what we can tell her.
Yeah. We haven't met her, but that is on my bucket list and I'm not kidding. That's so embarrassing.
No,
it really
that's
is.
Definitely fair. I can definitely see that.
But she did graduate from college with an accounting degree from Georgia. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, the University of Georgia with an accounting degree.
Yeah.
I don't know if she did graduate or if she didn't, but I know that she went to school for accounting. But she always says, like, thank you for letting me, like, sing my music. Otherwise, I would have been, like, stuck in an office.
It says a digital marketing and music business major. But I could be wrong. That could be this. I just found this on Los Angeles Times. But I don't know. I mean,
she's accounting. I know.
Yeah,
it
is.
I mean, well, it makes sense.
When did she graduate? 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, graduated college in 2020. She's literally 4 years older than me. Like, she'd be the coolest big sister ever.
Yeah. Well, in college, she was a member of Kappa Delta. So,
basically Kappa Phi. So, basically, we're sisters. So, I knew it.
Basically. So, no wonder y'all are so obsessed with her because she definitely loves y'all, I'm sure. So, okay. Well, thanks for sharing that little, you know, little blurb with those three songs. Callie, I have three songs for you.
Okay.
Sad Songs for Sad People.
Okay.
Another on the Way. Okay. And Wonder.
Okay, I would marry Wonder.
Okay.
Sad songs for sad people I would kill. And then another on the way I would kiss.
Okay.
I really like Wonder, but it's that song.
That was like her first song. Like, yeah, that's literally what made her blow up.
Her first hits. And it was really good. I still like that one. I still listen to it too.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good choice. I actually listened to that for the first time like 2 weeks
and
ago.
And all her songs are just so relatable, so true.
Yeah. If you actually listen to the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where a lot of people miss out on like a lot of the songs is because they don't listen to the words, like what the lyrics are saying.
Yes,
so
I agree.
I can definitely see that. Lex, three songs for you.
All right.
Lucky, I Love Me, 28th of June.
Okay. I'm killing I Love Me because it's good, but I'm kissing Lucky and I'm probably going to marry 28th of June because it's like such a good heartbreak song. Or like you have a sad day and you just need to cry. Like you have to listen to that song.
Right.
And her voice, she does this thing, like she does this like in it, this like one part that I'm literally obsessed with. Like she sounds so good. It's insane.
She is just so good.
So that's probably why I love that song so much.
Well, she definitely has such a good like, sorry, I'm typing these down so I don't like ask you the same question.
You're fine.
I don't know. She just has such technique and control when it comes to her voice. So I can definitely relate to that a lot. So Callie, Kansas anymore, keep the flowers until all goes south.
Till all goes south, south kill. Keep the flowers and what else?
Keep the flowers and then till all goes south. Oh, no, Kansas anymore. Sorry.
Wait. Okay. Kansas anymore, Mary.
Okay.
And then keep the flowers?
And then keep the flowers and then till all goes south. So you said kill till all goes south and then keep the flowers is your next option.
So I guess you got to kiss
that. Kiss that one.
Kiss that one.
Okay. That's a really good list.
Thanks.
Lex, year three. Can't Break Up Now.
Oh.
Fix You Too. And What Are You Listening To?
Literally. What?
Three.
That was actually insane. What are you listening to? Ugh.
Oh, that is really hard.
Wait, is it Fix You Too, Jess Megan Maroney, or the duet version? That changes a lot.
The duet version.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. I have to marry Fix You Too. I have to kiss Can't Break Up Now, so then that means I have to kill...
What are you listening to?
Even though I love that one, but also that's not her original song. That's a cover.
It's like Chris.
Okay.
It's fine because I'll just listen to it somewhere else, I guess, but it's still not going to be as good as when she does it, but it's fine.
No, that's fair.
Ugh, that one was really hard.
I already asked that question.
Wait, Callie, what would you do for that one?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know because that one's so hard.
It was Can't Break Up Now, Fix You Too.
What are you listening to?
I would probably do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I would probably kill.
What are you listening to?
But because the other two are just so good.
I think also it's because they're duets. So like she doesn't have that many. So they're rare. You got to keep them. You got to keep them. You can't kill them.
Fix You Too is one of my favorite songs. Who is it that sings it with her?
I don't even know. He's not even like.
Let's see.
I'm not trying to be rude, but he's not even like.
That good?
He's really good. Oh. He's just not even that famous. He's not even that famous.
Like he's not that good.
His name's Cameron. Cameron Marlowe.
Oh, I like him. But the two of them together sound
like
amazing.
I don't think that he's like a pretty new artist. Like his first song looks like it came out in 2019.
Oh, that's not bad.
So like, he literally has like.
What's his top song?
It's called Over Now.
Oh, yeah. I actually like that one.
I don't know it. How does it go?
Well, I'm not gonna sing it.
I think that you should sing it. Can you sing it on air?
Please,
give people a little taste of it.
Please.
I'm just kidding. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so the last three songs on this one.
Okay.
Is I'm Not Pretty. I'm gonna ask you both. Okay. I'm Not Pretty. No Caller ID. Reasons to Stay.
Oh.
So this is our final round. Okay.
Yeah, because I think we've gone through all the songs.
No, we probably have.
Like, it was just so quick. Like, it went so quick.
No, hey, that's okay. We can, there's so more.
Are we answering together?
Yeah, you're going to answer
okay,
together.
Okay, so what is it?
So, I'm Not Pretty. Okay. No Caller ID. Reasons to Stay.
Which one are you killing?
I'm Not Pretty is, I would kill that one.
Me too. No, okay, no, me okay. too. Because like I could kill it because it's stuck in my head for the rest of my life. So we're good.
Okay. So we're going to kill I'm Not Pretty. Mm. And then kiss.
Reasons to Stay.
Yeah.
And then I feel like you just have to marry No Caller ID.
No Caller ID is so good.
And once again, so relatable. Yeah. So like you just can't get rid of that one, especially as a college girl. Like that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. And so I just want to ask y'all, like, just as we like wrap up like this whole like kiss, marry, kill, when it comes to Megan, like if you had the opportunity to meet her, what are some things that maybe you would say and or ask or like what do you feel like would be your initial reaction?
I would tell her I'm obsessed with her.
Literal tears. And that's exactly what I'd say. I'm so obsessed with you.
And oh, that's fair.
Oh, and I would immediately tell her that
Alexis
she woke me up.
Actually, yeah, I was just about to say that. Whenever she was in a coma.
I was going
to
say, I would immediately tell her that she woke me up from my coma because she did. That's why I can't kill Why Johnny, because that's the song, like, so the nurses were like, hey, to my mom, they're like, hey, just like play her favorite music. And my mom was like playing some Christian music and my mom was just crying and she was like, okay, I feel like this is like, it's just, she was like, this is weighing on my heart too much. Like, let's do something more, a little bit lighthearted. Cause you know, mom was in bad spirits. So she put on Megan Maroney and I'm not kidding you. I woke up with Why Johnny in my head, like after the coma. Like
that's crazy.
Literally the first thing. It was like, hey June, Why Johnny, the whole time. Like I was just replaying over and over in my head forever.
I wish that you could tell Meg.
I literally wish I could tell her that bad.
Lex has tried to DM her and tell her
a
that.
A million times.
But she won't answer.
I seem like a psycho, but I'm like, girl, you literally like, in when I went to her concert in Houston and she played that song, mm-hmm. I was bawling crying. I was like, and I didn't really know I was going to react that way at first because I knew I was going to like, it was going to be emotional because that song is important to my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now permanently, all because my mom was playing it literally when they were waking me up. But like, it was an overwhelming feeling and I just bawled my eyes out when I could actually hear her voice live singing it. Right. And the funniest part was some lady walked by because it's a song about like a boy and a girl, like heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And she like put her hand on my shoulder and she's like, it's okay, honey. He didn't deserve you. And I was like, baby, this is so much deeper than heartbreak.
She's like, baby, you don't understand the significance that comes with this.
This song is deeper than you know. But yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell Meg that.
Like, this is for both of you guys. Like, for if she had a dream tour, like, who would you want her to go on tour with?
Oh.
Like, a dream tour. Like, maybe someone that she's already duetted with or, like, that you'd like to see a collab with.
I personally would like Eric Church and her.
Okay. Oh, that would be good.
I love Eric Church.
I was going to say, I don't even know if this is possible, but I would want everyone that she has made a duet with, like, to go on tour with her. Like, For Nothing, like, the Cameron guy, the Maddie girl, or whatever her name is, Mackenzie. Her name's Mackenzie. She, like, the Mackenzie girl and Nothing Crazy, the Cameron guy and Fixing You Too, Old Dominion and Can't Break Up Now. Like, those three going on tour with her. Because then they could have, like, Cameron and that Mackenzie girl opening, but then, like, Old Dominion and Megan could be, like, the main acts, but, like, mostly Megan.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
Old Dominion can sit back.
And so, what would you... If you could describe her style in one word, what would you like describe it as? There may be like many words, but if you just had like one word.
Well, she describes herself as emo cowgirl.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I mean, I know that's like.
But her actual like style clothes. Mm-hmm. Sparkles.
I was just about to say that. Yeah,
like sparkles, diamonds curls, boots.
Well, I definitely love that.
Yeah, pink, green, blue, like all the girly colors, like all the things. She has these iconic dresses, like literally.
And boots for every occasion.
Boots for every occasion. Iconic dresses that I saw a video the other day that she has this like big wardrobe that just opens up and it has like all the 10 dresses. Like, and they're all the same cut. So they're all like the same shape.
Different colors.
But different colors, different designs. And it literally, I'm not even going to kidding you, the dresses she wear looks like what you would wear to middle school homecoming.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I don't know how she does it and makes it look
so
cute with the boots. Like, but also it's just so iconic because that's her. Like, you know her for that style.
Right.
Kind of like Taylor Swift with the red lipstick. It's Megan in her dresses and boots.
In her dresses and boots. And so, like, being on, like, the topic of, like, T-Swift and, like, all those people, what is, like, your favorite music video? If you had to pick one. Like, do you have a favorite music video? Do you have
ever
you watched
or
all
just
of
Megan Maroney?
Like Megan Maroney.
Oh, okay, okay.
She doesn't have that many.
She really doesn't. So
maybe out of the ones now, like that you've seen that you like.
I like Can't Break Up Now. That one's good. Because it's like super dramatic, but then it's still like cute. And then the other one, I'm not pretty as good, but meh. Tennessee like, Orange. Oh, that's such a good one.
Mm-hmm. That one is. I do like, what did you just say?
Can't Break Up Now.
Can't Break Up Now. Yeah, that one's good. The music video is cute.
I would say Can't Break Up Now.
There's
and Tennessee
not much
Orange.
Going on in it. I mean, they're just singing together, but
yeah.
That's fine. And if, what was the one that she like changed hair color, had a wig on?
Oh, yes.
What was that
one? I'm pretty sure it's not pretty. Yeah.
That's a good video
because that one is.
I'm not pretty.
Well, she like dresses up as the ex-girlfriend that talks mess about her.
Yeah.
And she's also the main character. So it goes back and forth. It's
okay. So cool because her best friends got to be in that video with her. Mm-hmm. Like they were all.
In that video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Really cool.
So that's probably actually the best one. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. That one is pretty good. And that's like one of her only like music videos besides just her singing with whoever she's duetting.
Yeah, I feel like that one and Tennessee Orange because it's really good. There's a lot of clips of her doing different stuff.
Oh yeah, there is.
And she has those her eyes are so blue in that video.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
She's got the blonde hair, blue eyes.
She's perfect.
No, I definitely love that a lot. And so I'm like getting the opportunity to talk to like some of her biggest fans. Probably basically. Not even some, but like basically like her biggest fans. Like
I mean, basically.
And so if y'all like could have like as we wrap up, like if y'all could have any song played at your wedding while you're walking down the aisle, what song would it be?
How do we do just one?
Okay, well then maybe like a mashup.
A mashup?
You know, okay, let's look at it this way. We'll do three things. We'll do wedding song for down to the altar.
Well, her song
first dance with your husband.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's no love songs. She needs to fall in love.
Okay, if you could have any song and turn it into a love song, let's do it that way.
Okay.
So like just if you could have any of her songs played at your wedding. So like first dance with your loved one and then maybe like father daughter dance.
Oh gosh, this is hard.
So just two dances and then a altar song. Like if you got three songs out of all the songs that we've kiss, marry, killed today. Which one would it be?
I feel like Nothing Crazy has to be on there.
Nothing, yeah, I would agree.
Because it talks
that.
About like, I hope he brings me his grandma's ring.
And kind of like getting married, naming the kids.
So definitely that one.
I agree with that. Not Another on the Way because
that's literally about another man. Yeah. And then I feel like Lucky because you could be like, tonight you're lucky to marry the love of your life. So
and
like
it's
that one's
upbeat.
It's kind of hype, kind of excited.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, I'm going to be honest, the rest of them are literally breakup songs.
No, well,
so
that's fair.
So we can't dance with your dad or your husband because it's literally about breaking up. So honestly, we need to contact her or find her someone to
we
love.
Do need a wedding song though. Like we should tell her that.
Yeah.
We need to contact her.
A wedding. Yeah, I think that you should contact her. And then whenever she contacts y'all, like hit me up and let me know that she contacted you guys back.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to go with two because literally every single other song is... Because I was like, oh, Wonder. But then I was like, it literally says we don't always have to be lightning and thunder.
The whole song is sad.
Yeah, it's literally about them fighting.
I'm wondering if he still likes her.
Yeah, so no.
I'm going to have to do my research. Okay. No, so... last question, just as we get ready to sign off, what would you tell some people that have maybe never heard Megan that, I mean, other than like the fact, obviously they need to go and listen to her, but like, obviously. What would you tell someone that like is maybe listening for the first time, to her songs and like her music that has really maybe inspired you and touched you, especially when it comes to how well you connect with her music?
Well, I think that... I actually did this. There was one of the nurses in the hospital. I would talk to literally everyone. And so she was like doing my vitals and she had her AirPods in. And I was like, what are you listening to? And she was like, oh, just some country music. What's your favorite artist? And I was like, Megan Maroney, you have to listen to her. And she was like, okay, is it like chill vibes or like upbeat or what? And I was like, it's kind of like chill, but like some of the songs have sadder meanings, but it's still like catchy enough to where you want to sing along, if that makes sense. So like that's how I describe it, exactly what she says. Emo cowgirl. It's emo, but it's still fun and you still are like wanting to roll your windows down and scream sing the song,
right? No, that's fair. Callie?
What? Repeat the question again to me.
Just like if somebody was listening to her music for the first time, like encountering it, like it obviously like Lex has a like a story, like a deep story with that, like what touched her, like and maybe you do too, like some lyrics that have touched her, like would you say, I don't know, something along the lines of like if someone's listening, don't turn her off, like get through the whole song, you know, or something like that. Because I think a lot for like especially
get to the certain part, like what would you tell them, like listen to this song or like what a not advice, but you know, like how would you get them into her, like the way you love her?
She's so relatable, like there's not a person that didn't relate with her or couldn't relate with her.
Yeah,
no, that's actually so true.
No, that's fair. Well, that's a very good question, but that's all for this episode of
Prez Talk.
Girls, what song do you want to go ahead and close us out?
Can we like listen to some Nothing Crazy on the way out?
Oh yeah,
we need like a hype Megan song.
That is a
song.
Hype one. That's a good one.
Yeah, Nothing Crazy. Let me find it because it's literally right here, right here somewhere. Okay. I'm going to fade it in, but thank y'all so much for listening to this episode of Prez Talk.
Oh, yeah.
We've been so blessed to have Alexis and Callie on. Thanks so much, friends, for being on this
episode. Thanks for having us. So, this was fun. Yeah. Go listen to Meg. Just like his exes, I said, I get it. Let's take it slow, see where it goes. There's no commitment.